The new biological opinion will be the second such document in 3 years. The 2000 BIOP, as it's often called, advocated high water releases on the Missouri each spring to cue the spawning season of the pallid sturgeon. Reducing the flows in the summer, the BIOP explained, would expose sandbars to provide nesting grounds for two endangered birds, the interior least tern and the piping plover. That philosophy had been the view of many in the Fish and Wildlife Service who have studied the Missouri for more than a decade. But in early November, the Department of the Interior announced it was replacing the original scientific team to expedite the process of crafting a new outlook for the river. That decision unsettled environmentalist Chad Smith with the group American Rivers. He feels the switch was an attempt by the Bush administration to silence those who offered a politically unpopular opinion.
It seems to us like there's an effort being made to try to find someone to give the administration the answer that they want, that they don't want to make flow changes, even though the science is crystal clear.
The Fish and Wildlife Service team leaders deny that politics played a role in rebuilding the scientific staff. The 15-member team, in fact, includes 7 people who either worked on the 2000 BIOP or have specific research experience on the Missouri. Commercial shippers that do business on the river are hopeful that new thinking may lead to more growth for their industry. Navigation on the Missouri has always been negligible, but industry officials say the past summer was nothing short of devastating. A series of court decisions and overturns led to a 3-day drop in flow levels in August that ground barge traffic to a halt. Chris Brescia is president of the Midwest Area River Coalition 2000, which represents barge operators. He says that incident punctuated their position that unpredictable flow levels make the Missouri an unreliable transportation mode.
The conflicting court orders literally brought everything to a standstill because it was unsafe for operators to quote freight rates and to presume that they could navigate on a river when they didn't know at what point in time the court was going to reverse a decision to support navigation.
Central to the debate is the issue of whether the economic value of river commerce is worth the cost of maintaining the shipping channel. The Corps of Engineers only spends about $3 million a year on navigation. The industry is worth about 3 times that amount in terms of national economic development. One fully loaded 15-barge tow can carry more than 22,000 tons, about as much as 870 semi-trucks. Barge operators say having the river as a viable transportation route keeps the cost of other shipping modes down. But American Rivers argues that the 2 million tons of fertilizer, grain, and other products barges carry each year on the Missouri fall far short of what the Corps projected decades ago. For its part, the Corps of Engineers says whatever the cost-benefit ratio, navigation is a congressionally mandated purpose it's obliged to continue paying for. The draft of the Corps' 2004 operating plan does not include the flow changes environmentalists have demanded. Corps spokesman Paul Johnston says his agency recognizes that those measures will not provide the biological conditions the listed species need to survive. Instead, Johnston says the Corps plans to spend more than $40 million next year to accelerate its habitat creation program.
We'll be looking for opportunities to acquire appropriate land from willing sellers. And we'll be looking at building tern and plover habitat as well. So I'm really convinced that we will reach a point where we can have a much richer river than we have now and still enjoy the economic benefits.
The scientific team has until December 15th to complete its biological opinion. The Army Corps of Engineers hopes to have its final operating plan for the Missouri in place by March 1st. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Kevin Lavery.